Hello. You're listening to A Complete Abridged Record Collection with your host, David Barclay. This is the radio show slash internet broadcast slash internet podcast where I play one song from every record in my record collection. And today we're on episode 16. Today's episode begins with a familiar band to everyone, the Rolling Stones. Of course, everyone has a few Rolling Stone records in their collection, and I have, like the average person, just a few. But this one that I'm going to play to you today is a Russian pressing of Play With Fire from 1988. How bizarre. Just a little while before the wall fell. This classic 1965 record got pressed in Russia. So there you go. The USSR. I actually purchased it in downtown Montreal, Quebec, Canada, at one of the oddest bookstores I've ever seen in my life. Like a huge, it's like one of those huge warehouse bookstores full of junk, and had a huge record selection, terrible records. I didn't know anyone who actually went to buy records there. But this one was too good to pass up. So here we go, Rolling Stones, Play With Fire, the beginning of yet another hour of my self-obsessed journey through my own life. Enjoy.
Cobra, don't but you know you're gonna shut them down. Around the corner, turn them straight away. I was blowing off everything that got in my way. Stingrays and jags were so far behind. I took my Cobra out of gear and lay close to the line. Shut them. Springfield Cobra getting ready to strike. Springfield Cobra with all of your might. Springfield Cobra getting ready to strike.
Well, yes, that is the Ripcords there with a song called Hey Little Cobra. I suppose their biggest hit. And, you know, from my surf days, I used to do a surf radio show. I've talked about it before, many different episodes of this show. This show now, of course, episode 16, where I talk about other things in my life and journey through the life that we all experience by telling its story with music, such as this record, The Ripcords, Hey Little Cobra, that I remember buying in high school from Rogers Jukebox on Fort Street in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Pretty good store. Has nice records like this. $12, let's say. When you think about it, that's kind of amazing, you know? This record dedicated to songs about cars, including the number one hit. I don't know if it's number one. Let's say top 10 hit. Hey Little Cobra. Tells you a little bit about the society we live in and who I am in that society. And before that, we listened to a Russian pressing of the Rolling Stones playing a little song called Route 66. I'm sure you've heard it before, and I'm sure you'll hear it again because great song. Okay, coming up next, a band called Red Monkey that I once saw play at a clothing store in Boston, Massachusetts, with a few other bands like Racerata and Panthers. And I want to say somebody else. I can't remember who, though. But needless to say, it was a star-studded show in a clothing store. And they also had records at the store. So during one of the bands, we were looking through records, and I finally found a single that I've been looking for a long time. It was Arthur Connolly's Sweet Soul Music. You know that soul song about soul music? I found it during one of the other band's set. And I also bought this record at that show. And while we were walking back to our car, which was, I believe it was Tim's car, Tim Castro, who lives on the East Coast, we'd driven in to see the show, and some guys made fun of how he looked by doing the yeah baby thing, you know what I'm talking about, as made popular by that famous Canadian actor who portrayed the 60s swinging detective whose name I just can't remember right now. But anyways, they made fun of how Tim looked, but it was all in good fun, and we had a great time at the show, and I got a copy of Arthur Connolly's Sweet Soul Music, a 45 that I've been looking for literally at that point 4 years, let's say. Conservative estimates are 4 years. Well, this is not that song. This is a song by the band we went to see, Red Monkey, and a song called Bike Song.
Better on our wheels, on our axles. What's our journey up to?
Where we're gonna get to?
What's our journey up to?
Where we're gonna get to?
What's our journey up to?
Where we're gonna get to?
What's our journey up to? Off my food. Cannot digest. This time in between.
Well, that's a band called The Rumblers, and you might have recognized that tune as being Link Ray's Rumble. It's true. A band that bases itself off of one song. That's just the story of my life and the story of theirs from their album called Boss Rumble by The Rumblers, and an album I've had for a very long time in my record collection. Once again, part of the instrumental set slash surf music obsession of my early teens. Well, I can't really regret it because this is a show where I don't regret anything and bear it all to you. And now it's time to bear a little hip house because, let's face it, I like hip house. I can't help it. I just do. And I'm going to play a song called Mr. Mixie and Skinny Scott playing I Can Handle It featuring Dizzy D. An album I think I also bought in Boston, Massachusetts at possibly one of the greatest swap meets of all time in Revere Beach, home of the North America's first roller coaster, and also an amazing swap meet called Massachusetts Market. I recommend going to buy records there if you feel like it. If you don't, just sit back, relax, and enjoy I Can Handle It by Mr. Mixie, Skinny Scott, and Dizzy D.
They want this. Yo, Mix, I think they need this.
Think so, huh?
Talk too hard, man. Come on, show your hands in the air. And wave like you just don't care. Yeah, yo, yo, keep a pick of your underwear. Better known as a pro. Now would you check out the show? You know, hey, you need to run, you need to hide, cause I be kicking it from left to right. Cause party with me, see, hey, as you can see. Don't you know just how I feel. I gotta deal
hanging alright. You know what, miss? Cause I handle it. I handle the pussy like nothing. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I just handle it. I'm gonna let all the time. Throw the rhymes. Say you watch it.
I'm great, like a brilliant empire. Nobody messes around with fire. Accelerate. Cause my rhythm is higher. The music that I play is my only style. My style will drive you wild. All the vibe. Cause you live in this hell. It's like a child with a big, big smile. The music's gonna rise our mind.
Show one of us into my crow. But the entire drum is it in front of me. Listen, Peter Mitchell, I live a king yellow. So when you come to rhyme, they do it nice and slow. Ride that posse on the bottom of the floor. Take our plane and go to San Francisco. I can handle that. You know what, Mixie? I can handle that. Piece of cake for me.
Now go bug it out. My name is Big C on the microphone. I'm never standing alone. With my man's skin is fuzzy. He's next to my side. We're rocking it, buddy, from side to side.
I wanna be a boyfriend.
That brings me back. Who doesn't it bring back? Excuse me. Pardon me. Apologies. That, of course, is the Ramones and their softer side. The music I studied to in the eighth grade. True fact. Every semester of my life, I've had one record. That has defined the study period of every exam time. And that just happens to be the one that defines the eighth grade for me. And before that, listen to a Hip House record, which brings me back to about 2001. Summer of 2001. What a summer. I bought 3 bikes that summer. And I also bought that record. And those are the memories that I'm reliving today here on episode 16 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show where I relive my life. And you, for some reason, listen. Well, coming up next here, a fairly unremarkable dollar record by the Sandpipers that you probably know as the people behind the song Guantanamera, used in many movies, elevators, etc. Well, I first came across the Sandpipers when I bought the Best of Louie Louie compilation. Because they did a version of Louie Louie back in 1965 or so. That was a soft version of Louie Louie. The kind of version of Louie Louie you could play in a hotel lobby. And I don't know, that's when I heard them, and I thought they were kind of good, and picked up this record sometime later from a probably Salvation Army-type store. And the song we're listening to is actually a version of Charles Trenet, La Mer.
My love, beyond the doubt.
The unmistakable voice of Patti Smith there in a song called Ghost Dance from her 1978 album Easter, which I bought in Paris, France, from an antique store that were, getting rid of some crappy old records. And I remember buying this great cover and no real reason. My first ever Patti Smith record. Obviously, I had been waiting too long. What an artist. What a person to discover while on a trip to Paris, France in the 15th. I think I had Chinese food later that day as well. French Chinese food, not that good. And before that, we listened to the Sandpipers and a little number called The Sea, La Mer. Coming up next here, a man simply known as Stéphane, and this time not from France, but from that amazing hit-making machine, Quebec, the province of Quebec. And we're going to listen to one of his more subdued tracks, a song called Ne Pleure Pas Maria from his Une Chambrette album. He's just a dude that's super into cars and has got a silky smooth voice and sings a couple of hit numbers. And when he tells you not to cry, do not cry.
Avec ma guitare, je chante une chanson pour celle qui m'attend là-bas. Ne pleure pas, Maria, je n'ai pas oublié. Images de nous, tu sais, me font souffrir.
Bye.
The Sick Lipstick from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And an abrasive pop song there. A band I saw live many times. Obviously a lot of fun. And I remember being at a party once and meeting their drummer and him telling me about a little place in San Diego, California called the Che Cafe. Believe it or not, true story. He was raving about it and said that his life goal was to open a similar type venue, possibly in Toronto. Not sure if he's accomplished that. Don't think so. But there you go. There's a connection right there. I remember that party. That was also the party where I came up with my very famous cocktail conversation piece where I say that I have a tattoo of a treasure map on my skull and with real treasure. And then people look at my skull and say, no, it's there, it's there. And then someone says, oh, I see it, when really they're just looking at a scab or something. Anyways, those two things happened at that party, and the drummer from the Sick Lipstick and I talked about the Che. Believe it or not, true story. And before that, listen to Stefan and a love song to Maria, telling her not to cry, even though he has to leave Mexico and return to the frigid climes of Quebec. I wonder what happened in that story. Well, coming up next, here is another distinctly Montreal song, but modern. This is by a band called Les Georges Leningrad, and amazing band. They were more like an artist collective type deal. They would play these shows where they would make huge sets and wear crazy costumes. I remember the drummer wearing a mustache and running at the audience and just acting really hyper-aggressive. And this is, I think they self-recorded this album. This is, I think, their first album, and it had this song that I'm about to play on it, which was like a Montreal dance classic. You could go anywhere, any club, and, well, I mean, a little over the top, but any, you know, any sort of music venue or dance night, and there was a pretty good chance somebody would play this song. So if you're like me, you don't like to dance, but you might enjoy listening to this great song by Les Georges Leningrad.
Bye.
Sonics there and a little song called Psycho from Introducing the Sonics and once again Pacific Northwest Garage. How can you go wrong? And that's how I felt all through high school. How can you go wrong with great hits like Psycho by the Sonics? And before that, we listened to Le Georges Leningrad, Georges Five, a Montreal dance hall classic. Classic. Defines an era for me, okay? And that's what this show is all about, me defining an era. The Sonics basically defining, let's say, grade 10 and 11, maybe 12 a little bit. You know, I played in a band that was pretty primitive, and that's how I got into primitive music. And getting into stuff like the Sonics was kind of the final outcome of that era. And so, tying it all together, what a great set there. Le Georges and the Sonics, basically surmising the last 10 years of my life with two songs. Incredible. Well, coming up next, let's go even further back. Even further back. To a time when I liked anything on the Mint Records label, anything on the Lookout Records label. Nardwar the Human Serviette, I idolize him. I still do idolize him, by the way. His show just got syndicated to WMFU, believe it or not. And I loved this band, The Smugglers. I wanted to see them. I almost snuck into a bar to see them play with Cub, what turned out to be Cub's last show in Victoria. And they were on the air on CFUV 101.9 FM, and I called in to talk to them. And then I requested Slant 6. True story, folks. I did not request the Smugglers or Cub, but I requested Slant 6. Because I feel like the world we live in should be some sort of combination of things, some sort of combination of tastes and aesthetics. Some sort of, oh, place where we can all like different things and be impressed by how different the things we like are. Well, did it happen? I don't know, but I never met Grant Lawrence. I did email him a couple times and get replies, believe it or not, which is more than I can say for many other people. So here we listen to the band of Grant Lawrence, The Smugglers, from their classic album Selling the Sizzle, a Mint and Lookout Records co-release produced by legendary producer Mass Giorgione, or whatever his name is, and a song that I love conceptually. I loved musically. We'll see. It's been the first time I've listened to it in about 10 years. But conceptually, one of my favorite songs of all times, one of the songs that I would argue that all music can be art rock. Oh, boy. But no, seriously, what a great concept for a song. Beautiful thing. And great overall feel, The Smugglers and Dedication.
Oh yeah! Oh,
there we go. That's The Routers, and the perfect intersection of instrumental music and jock jams. Let's go. And this song always brings me back to my good friend Emily Beliveau, who I met in the year 1999. Yeah. In my last year of high school, we became fast friends, and she had this record, and I really liked it. I got it years later, but I got it basically because it reminds me of hanging out with her, doing the things we used to do, going to the beach, playing a little music, listening to records, and generally just having a good time, enjoying each other's company. And based on this foundation, we went on to become great friends and do many great things together. What a wonderful memory relived here on this episode 16 of a complete abridged record collection. The radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast where I play one song from every record from my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad, and tell you a little bit about myself, where I picked it up. And this last one is another record from the Massachusetts market. Mentioned earlier this episode, mentioned many other episodes. And it's a song by the Salt and Pepper. Yeah. More hip house for you, because I'm not afraid to admit it, but I love hip house. And actually, when I bought this record, I also bought some Run DMC records, which I traded for a ride to a baseball game once. True story. True story. So enjoy Clubhouse, and see you next time.
Welcome to the Salt and Pepper Clubhouse. Now kick it, yeah.
To the club, babe. You look so cute in your three-piece suit. So come on, let's fall in love, babe.